Matthew 26 in our Bibles tonight. Now we want to read three, four verses here as our text. And then we're going to pray after scripture reading, and then the translators are going to come, the interpreters, and they're going to have a special for us tonight that I believe will be a blessing to you, okay? Matthew chapter 26 and verses 26 through 29. And it so happens that this is the first Sunday night of the last quarter of this year, and so we will, according to custom here, observe the Lord's table tonight after the special. Let's stand together, please, in honor of God's Word, Matthew 26. And would you please join me on the odd verses 27 and 29, and I'll read the even ones. And the Bible says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" Lord, thank you for everything our hearts have already experienced tonight. We look forward to some more before we have to go home. Pray that you'll please be in this part of the service, be with the special, and then, Lord, the brief thoughts from your book tonight about this very important ordinance. And, Lord, warm our hearts again as we think on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sin. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. God bless you. That was super. I enjoyed that. It was a blessing. Amen. Thank you, folks. That takes some work and some time, and I appreciate it. And that would be a wonderful day. Great singing, Brother Tony, as always. And great. That was a blessing. Wonderful. Tremendous. All right. I'm just going to pray here and get right into just a few thoughts tonight here from this passage about the Lord's Supper, okay? And our Father, thank you so much for the reality of heaven. Someday, Lord, we'll leave this old world of sorrow. And we'll enter into that wonderful place. Truly, we will want to see Jesus. And help us, God, please, to do our best to take the gospel to every person, every creature, as you commanded us to, including those that cannot see, including those that cannot hear, including those, Lord, that may not be all, that may be somewhat mentally handicapped, including, Lord, hearing people and seeing people and yellow people and brown skin and black and white and, Lord, whoever. Because truly, you love all people. And I pray that you'll bless us, Lord, to stay busy to that end until Jesus comes for us. And help us to stay in love with you, Lord Jesus, while we're at it. And use these few thoughts tonight to help us love you a little bit more. We'll thank you in Jesus' name and amen. This is a familiar setting in these scripture verses that we read. We know it as the Lord's Supper. Jesus and his disciples are gathered in the upper room. You look at verse number 26 where the Bible says that Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." This is the familiar scene of him taking the bread and breaking it and then giving it to his disciples and telling them that the bread is a picture of his body which was broken for us. Now you must understand that there were no bones that were broken in the body of Jesus because of the scripture that foretold that no bone of his would be broken. But his body most definitely was broken. His body was beaten. His body was slapped. His body was torn. His body was spit upon. His body was nailed. His body was pierced. The Bible tells us that in his body he bore our sins upon the tree. You see, sin is so bad. And sin is so against God. And sin is so awful that it cost Jesus' body the pain and the torture of the cross. And that's what the bread symbolized. And Jesus didn't just take the bread and slice it carefully and hand everybody a nicely sliced piece. He took the bread and he tore it. He broke it. And he passed it to each one of his disciples. And he said, "Fellas," he said, "when you eat this bread, remember me. And remember the body that I bore your sins in, or that I will bear your sins in on the cross of Calvary." And then in verses 27 and 28, we learn that he took the cup. That's familiar to us as well. The familiar scene of him taking the cup that contained the fruit, the fresh fruit of the vine, not fermented alcohol that would make you drunk if you took too much of it, but the fresh grape juice. And he passed it, and while he passed it to his disciples, he told them that that was it, what was in that cup represented the blood that he would shed, the Bible says, for the remission of sins. And that word remission is a big word. It has many definitions, many characteristics. It means freedom. It means pardon. It means deliverance. It means forgiveness. It means liberty. Folks, that's a pretty good deal right there. And the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so Jesus said this juice is a picture or a type of my blood that will be shed for the remission of sins. You see, I was pondering that a little bit this past week. Sin is so awful. Sin is so bad that it took the blood of God to cover and wash away its stain. You think about that. It took the blood of God. You think about how badly we are stained by our sin. That it took the blood of God for us to enjoy the remission of our sin. And so that's what we'll do tonight. We'll take the bread and we'll pass the bread. And the bread represents the body of Jesus Christ that was torn and broken and bore and in it bore our sins in his own body upon the tree. That's what the bread represents. When we pass it tonight, we will take the juice and we will pass the juice. And the juice represents the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that washed the stain of our sin away. And let me say tonight, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you don't know that you're going to heaven when you die, salvation is not found in a church. Salvation is not found in this ordinance tonight. Salvation is found in what this ordinance represents. This is all symbolic. Eating a piece of bread and drinking a cup of juice will not wash your sins away. Friend, you go home tonight after church and you have a snack at your table. You have some milk and a cookie, or milk and a sandwich, or you have a glass of Pepsi and a sandwich, of course, you know. And you know what? Listen now. Spiritually speaking, that won't do for you any more than what this won't do any more for you tonight than what that'll do for you as far as your soul goes. If you think you're coming and taking a piece of bread tonight and drinking a glass of juice tonight is going to wash your sins away, friend, this is all symbolic. This is all a picture. It's all a picture of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've never come to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith and confessed that you are a sinner and that you're stained with sin so deeply and so badly, you can't get yourself to heaven and trusted in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. The greatest thing you can do tonight is not take a piece of bread or a glass of juice, but come and trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior by faith and be saved. Now, I want to show you one other thing before we're done tonight and get ready to pass these elements here. I want you to see verse number 29. After he passed the bread, told him it represented his body, and after he passed the juice and told him it represented his blood, he said this in verse 29, "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Now, Jesus told that group of disciples, he said, "I will not sit down and drink of the fruit of the vine with you again until that day." What's he talking about? He's talking about the day that will come when all things are made new. Do you see what he said here? "Until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." You see, the body and the blood, his body and his blood, was the offering that would make that day possible. And on that day, Jesus would drink it new with his disciples in God's kingdom. You see, as we come to this table tonight, we not only look back at the cross where the body of Jesus hung and the blood of Jesus was shed, we look forward to that day when we will sit down with Him in the kingdom of God and be with Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. And on that day, all will be new. There will be a new heaven and a new earth because of the new covenant and the new man that we were made in Christ Jesus. All will be new. And on that day, the deaf will hear, and the blind will see, and the lame will walk, and the dumb will speak, and the wrinkles will be smoothed, and sin will be gone, and Satan will be vanished. It'll all be new. New. Not something that was old fixed like new. You and I do that around the house because we don't want to spend the money. And we want to get something new. So we take something that's old and worn out and broken down, and we add a piece of this, and we change a piece of this, and we maybe buy a little bit of this, and you always finish it up with some good duct tape because that's the best thing that God ever created. Amen. People talk about how we have life before cell phones, how we have life before internet, how we have life before duct tape. I'll never know. Amen. Little duct tape and a little caulk, you can take something real old and make it look pretty new. But I'm glad that God's not going to take the old heaven and the old earth and the old covenant and our old man and just kind of fix it up a little bit to make it new. I'm glad on that day it's all going to be new. There's something exciting. There's something exciting about new. Something exciting about new. Not something old fixed up, remodeled, refurbished, but something brand new. You know what I love about this as well? Jesus said in that day, he said, we're going to sit down and drink with you in that day. But the thing that I like about it more than anything, I think, not only will it be new, but Jesus said in that day, when I drink it new with you. You know, the most amazing thing to me is Jesus didn't just save us to spare us from hell. Jesus saved us because He enjoys our fellowship. I don't know how He does. Some of you, I can understand how He enjoys my wife's fellowship. She's a wonderful person. I don't know how He enjoys mine. I don't know how He does. But it's amazing to me to think that Jesus didn't just save me to spare me from hell. It amazes me to think that Jesus saved me because He wanted to be with me. And Jesus told these disciples, He said, I'm not going to sit down with you again, fellas, until that day when we sit down and drink it new in my Father's kingdom. And when that day comes, I'll be sitting down to drink it with you. He saved us to make all things new for us, to make us new for all things, and to eat and drink and fellowship with us, not for a 6 o'clock mealtime, but forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. What a great Savior. And every time we come to this ordinance at this church, I want us to turn our attention to Jesus Christ and be mindful of the fact that if it were not for what this represents, none of us would have very much to look forward to. But because He gave His body and because He shed His blood, we have so much to enjoy now. And on that day, with Him, we'll fellowship throughout all eternity. Let's bow our heads in prayer before we have the ordinance tonight. I do want to say, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're not a born-again child of God, you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven, there's nothing more important right now than knowing for sure that you're saved and giving you an opportunity to be saved. So with heads bowed and eyes closed, let me ask you this question. Are you sure that you're saved? Do you know that you're on your way to heaven? Is there somebody in the room tonight that would say, Pastor Angel, I don't know that I'm saved. I'm not sure that heaven is my home when I leave this world. I'm sure glad that Jesus died for me. And if I can know that I'm going to heaven when I die, I sure would like to know that. Pastor, I don't know that I'm saved. Please pray for me. Would you lift your hand and let me pray for you tonight? Won't call your name. I don't know you, maybe. Member, visitor, anybody in the service tonight? You're not sure that you're saved. I'd like to pray for you tonight before we have this supper, the Lord's Supper. All right? You've been saved and you haven't been baptized, and you need to follow the Lord and believers' baptism tonight. We can still take time for that if necessary. But let's use these next few minutes as a church family to draw our attention on the Lord Jesus Christ, who saved us and will make all things new for us and will be with us forever throughout eternity. What a great Savior. Father, we thank You for the person of Jesus and His great sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. We thank You for these minutes that we have tonight as a church to gather together and observe the Lord's table. And I pray that our hearts will be drawn close to Christ. We won't abuse this table. We'll examine ourselves. And with a clear heart tonight, dear God, hold that bread and be reminded of Jesus' body. And hold that cup and be reminded of Jesus' blood and what we get to enjoy because of it. Thank You, God, for the sacrifice of Your Son. Let's stand together, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Ladies, play a song of invitation. I want you to step out to the altar right now. If not, go ahead and ask the men. We're prepared to help us serve tonight to come forward and find your seat.